Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, this is where I'm supposed to talk, apparently. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us. It is a Monday morning, and you're waking up to a little bit of fog. It was foggy out at Lambert. It's foggy in places I didn't expect, as I mentioned earlier. I expected it by the river. I didn't see that this morning, but maybe it was just too early when I came through. Maybe it's foggy there now. Be careful. Sue will have the latest on those slowdowns related to the fog, and we are welcoming back one Kim St. Ange this morning. Happy to have her back from maternity leave, where I'm sure she's getting more sleep now than she was before.
Well, I joke that I forgot what the meaning of that word is. Could you use it in sleep? Another sentence? Yeah. Define it for me.
How much sleep do you need to survive?
Not much, it turns out.
Apparently.
Yeah, I think every 2 to 3 hours I was up for the last 14 weeks. My son Hudson gave me, I think the best stretch I had was maybe 5.5 hours, and that was this past weekend. He's 3 months now.
Parenthood and morning shows will just teach you can survive with very little sleep.
It's the way God created it, though, is you love your baby so much that even though you're half asleep and your eyes are closed as you're trying to grab the baby to feed him or her, you're willing to do it. You just love him so much.
And then the good Lord makes you forget about that so that you'll have more.
That's right.
That's right. I'm just saying it. That's kind of how that happens. I'm convinced.
Until they become teenagers.
And then you lose sleep because they're out and you want to know where they are and you're worried about them constantly.
I can't wait for that phase.
Yeah. Come and you'll blink and it'll be here. Let me tell you that. That's the thing. Well, we're thrilled to have you back. Of course, my friend Dan Buck filled in for Kim for part of her time off. And Scott Jagow down the hall helped out as well. But Dan has agreed to kind of hang around with us. And he's going to continue to do his Buck Stops Here segment, as we've aptly renamed it. At least once a week, if not twice a week.
I like that. And thank you again to Dan and to Scott for filling in. They did an awesome job, and I know many of you really enjoyed listening to him, and that's fantastic, and I'm glad he's doing that segment.
Well, we asked Dan, we're like, so if you were going to do this and you didn't have to get up at 4 in the morning to be down here on time, what time of morning would be good for you? So we settled on 7:35. So hopefully
that's reasonable.
Awake and he's had some coffee, and he'll be ready to go.
I heard, I didn't know, he said he likes to have coffee with his wife and slowly wake up, which I totally get.
Absolutely. So I'm glad that we're going to get Dan on here at the bottom of the hour. We'll also get to Tom Ackerman next hour. Talk a little bit more about the football playoff scene is a little more clear now. Mizzou kind of got, is the word embarrassed correct at OU?
I don't think so, because they were supposed, I feel like Oklahoma was bound to win. I wasn't surprised by that.
I don't know. I just think it's almost like our defense played great for the most part. Oklahoma's defense played better.
Well, I wasn't that thrilled with Prabula being back. I felt like the other guy, Zoller, whatever his name is, Zoller's, he did better almost.
Maybe with a little less experience. I don't know. That was a toss-up. Tough game. Maybe Mizzou wasn't going to win that one way or the other, but it gives Oklahoma still a chance at the playoffs. Mizzou's out. But they're still going to get a bowl bid, so we'll talk to Tom about that coming up at 8:35 or so. Stay tuned for that. Right now, we want to get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I found in the meeting that I had with the president a productive one, and a meeting that came back again and again to the central themes of the campaign that we ran.
Yeah, Zohran Mamdani. Oh, I had a great meeting with Donald Trump, but he's still a fascist. If he doesn't believe in taking private property, making it public, and giving people something for nothing, he must be a fascist.
Are you willing to forgive Congresswoman Taylor Greene?
Forgive for what? No, I just disagreed with her philosophy.
Forgive her for what? Forgive her for what? Marjorie Taylor Greene announced over the weekend she is resigning effective January 6th. There's a reason she picked that date. We'll talk about it coming up.
I want us to be able to vote by phone. I mean, every Californian.
Vote by phone.
Vote by phone. Yeah. If we can do our taxes, do our, you know, our, make our healthcare appointments, you know, make essentially your, do your banking online, you should be able to vote by phone.
Chicken crap.
Yeah. Eric Swalwell has figured out a new way to cheat at the ballot box. He wants you to be able to just text your vote in. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with that scenario after the way we know that the Democrats handle mail-in ballots across the country?
They not only showed up and filled their shifts while the government shutdown was ongoing, many of them took on extra shifts and covered responsibilities for individuals who didn't come to work.
I love that, love that, love that. Kristi Noem, Homeland Security Secretary Kim, announcing that all of those people that went to work during their time off and during the government shutdown and didn't take time off and didn't call in sick and all that other garbage are all getting $10,000 bonuses.
I wonder what percentage of the people called out.
I don't know, but I think what'll be interesting is you just wait, count 3, 2, 1, count it down. Some labor union will sue over that fact, and they'll claim, well, so-and-so had a legitimate reason mm-hmm. to call in sick that day, so they deserve the bonus, too. The lawsuits will be coming.
Oh, I'm sure.
Somebody will claim this wasn't fairly applied, but it was very obvious during the whole thing that some people called in sick because their point was, well, if you're not paying me, I'm not going to work. Well, you were getting paid. You were just getting paid on a delayed basis. I'm not saying it was comfortable.
Right.
But for the people that went and did their jobs, they're going to get a bonus for it. Good. Let's reward good behavior.
Mm-hmm. It would be hard to not get a paycheck. I get that you're getting back pay. That would be very challenging to have to wait. We didn't know when the government would, you know, when they'd actually be able to pass something, which, again, they just yet again kicked the can down the road until January. But, yeah, I mean, where is the dignity? Where's the work ethic? That's what we keep seeing, a lack of. You go to a grocery store, a fast food restaurant, and they don't even look at you. When they check you out, they don't want to make eye contact. They don't want to engage in any sort of a conversation.
I pointed out that if you work for a private company like we do, and that company shuts down or decides it's not going to do payroll next week and you know it, you might have a legitimate reason for not coming to work because there's no guarantee you're going to get back pay if you go ahead and work. With the government, you're always going to get back pay. Like, you chose that job and you knew what the parameters were. You knew that back in the 1980, Ronald Reagan fired all of them when they went on strike because there's a no strike clause, because that's how key that position is in the federal government. You knew that when you signed up for it. If you need to get a second job, do it on your off hours. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel about it. I think that the people that showed up should get a bonus.
Well, yeah, I support that. But yeah, you're right. Let's see how long it takes until there's some sort of a lawsuit.
It's going to happen. You know, it's going to
happen. Will they win, though? Will it be successful?
Probably already ads running around airports. If you worked for the Transportation Security Administration and you didn't get a $10,000 bonus, call us.
Have you been hurt by the Trump administration's unfair handing out of money?
Bonus
call
checks.
Us at 955.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before that happens. There's no doubt. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Jonathan Savage. He's with Fox News Radio, reporting out of London, I believe, on these negotiations that Rubio was involved between Russia and the Ukraine. Everybody said that first deal was pretty one-sided, and I would agree with that, but they did reached some points over the weekend where they found some middle ground. I don't know how far it went. We'll get details from Jonathan when we come back here in a few minutes. We'll get to Dan Buck at the bottom of the hour, about 7:35.
I wish that there could be like a huge national sound system. And we would all wake up and they'd say, attention, attention, we have found the problem and we have solved it. He is gone.
Hillary Clinton, oddly dreaming of a day when instead of the tornado sirens going off outside of her house, it's an audible alarm telling her that we've solved the problem and Trump is gone. I don't know if she's suggesting that he died or somebody removed him from office. Like, this is what she dreams of. I wonder if she had this same thought right before she paid for the Steele dossier filled with lies to try to undermine his position or his candidacy or his presidency. Because clearly her goal has been consistent since about 2015 that she wants to undercut Donald Trump and or get him out of office.
Here's the problem with that. Even if she were to ever be able to get Donald Trump out of office, which clearly is not possible, those of us who are part of the basket of deplorables, yes, we're still sticking around. And even if J.D. Vance were to become president in now 3 years or so, you know, is she just going to be angry about that too?
She will. She will be angry about that. You know, one thing that one thing I wonder if she looks at is some of the peace deals that he's been able to strike, and the fact that a lot of these things have been laying out there for years and weren't fixed by previous administrations. One thing the Trump administration is working on right now is the Ukraine-Russia war. A proposal got rolled out. It took a lot of heat from the Ukrainians. And Jonathan Savage of Fox News Radio has been covering that story. I know there were some talks this weekend. Jonathan, what's the latest?
Yeah, the talks have cooled the heat from the Ukrainians, I think it's fair to say. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was leading talks on behalf of the United States with the Ukrainian delegation in Geneva, Switzerland. Secretary Rubio saying that yesterday was a very good day. Yeah, that 28-point plan, it was leaked last week and people saw it. They thought that it greatly favoured Russia. Many Ukrainians were disheartened by that, but Ukraine now says their voices are being heard. They've issued a joint statement with the United States off the back of that talks, calling the consultations highly productive and showing meaningful progress towards aligning positions. So these talks have ended with a new peace framework, and that's going to be the future of further discussion.
So now I guess they take that framework and they go back to Russia? Is that what happens next?
Very possibly. The Kremlin says it hasn't received an updated peace plan as yet, although a spokesman for Vladimir Putin says that they understand that some adjustments have been made to the peace plans that Russia had previously received, but they've not received anything officially. There are also no plans yet for Russian talks with a U.S. delegation this week, but of course, that could change at any moment.
So we still don't know the new components of that peace plan that's expected to be released, but what are the biggest components of the original one?
Yeah, we don't know. We do know what problems Ukraine had with the previous one. The main problem, according to President Zelensky, was Vladimir Putin's demand for legal recognition of the territory that President Zelensky says has been stolen from Ukraine. He says borders cannot be changed by force and Russia is still killing people. Other aspects of the plan included Ukraine cutting its armed forces from 880,000 to 600,000 people and Ukraine committing to not joining NATO.
Yeah, that didn't seem like a little bridge too far for the Ukrainians, for sure. You know, Jonathan, I know it's off topic here a little bit on Ukraine, but we're also covering the hostilities that seem to break out again in Gaza this weekend. What do you know about that?
Yeah, that's right. Both Israel and Hamas have accused each other of violating the ceasefire. There were weekend airstrikes on Gaza, which health officials there say killed at least 20 people. I've seen the number 24 out there as well. What the Israeli military is saying is that they were responding, their troops were responding to being fired on first. Hamas has sent a delegation of mediators to Egypt for further talks on that. But certainly this is another test for the ceasefire.
I mean, I
don't think many of us thought that would actually stick, right? They're going to make some sort of an agreement, and we knew that Hamas, being a terrorist group, was going to violate it. So then I have to wonder, okay, well, if Russia and Ukraine make some sort of a peace deal, it relates to territory and other things like that, not joining NATO, I mean, what are the odds that stuck
Russia,
to as well?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is one of the things that Ukraine have always said. You know, you cannot trust Russia. They will not stop here unless they are forced to stop here. That's why they say that Russia needs to be pushed back. Ukraine needs more military support so that Russia leaves this with a bloody nose and pays for what they see as their crimes. That's why important to this peace negotiation, if Ukraine is not allowed to join NATO, they will insist on getting robust security guarantees. So while they wouldn't have the protection of the NATO Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all, they say they must have some sort of security protection from Europe and ideally, in their view, the United States as well.
So what about that mineral deal the U.S. struck with Ukraine? I thought that was supposed to provide some level of stability.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, I think it certainly went a long way towards improving relations between the United States and Ukraine, and it gives the U.S. some skin in the game, as it were, in Ukraine's future and ensuring Ukraine's sovereignty remains. So that may help in the long run. It was an important deal for the Ukrainians and for the United States, and could go some way towards improving their security alliance. So yes, this may be, again, the subject of future negotiations, separate from the talks between Ukraine and Russia.
Very good. Jonathan Savage with Fox News Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day. I could listen to the guy's accent all day.
Hello.
Yeah, that sounded Irish.
I think up between like Irish, Australian, English. I know you really nail accents, though, Mark.
You want to take a whack at it? No, I can't do. I think he's Scottish.
It sounds Scottish.
I think it's a little bit of Scottish in there. But yeah, he's right about that. You know, this morning I was taking some grief as usual on the Facebook page, the Facebook feed, when I said Donald Trump had negotiated peace in the Middle East. He did. I mean, over the weekend, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but like the UN Security Council embraced the United States plan to rebuild Gaza, like to use Turkey and the Arab states and Saudi Arabia and all of those states coming together to put a council together to rebuild Gaza, to make sure that Hamas was alive. I mean, that none of that happened under Tony Blinken. Do you understand that? The Biden administration did nothing for 4 years, and Trump has solved this inside of his first year in office. Now, I'm not saying it's permanent. There'll continue to be flare-ups here and there, but what a leap forward. Give the man some credit. Drop your TDS at the door occasionally. All right, we're going to get to our friend Dan Buck with The Buck Stops Here at about 7:35. My God. Oh, my gosh. So here we were lying, not lying. Here we were bragging about Dan getting to sleep in this morning, and he overslept for his first segment where he wasn't actually filling in.
Oh.
I just got off the phone with him. I was on the phone. We were waiting for Dan to call, and I was on the phone. I called him. He goes, oh, I'm just waking up. What's going on? I'm like, we got you scheduled at 7:35. He's like, you do not. I'm like, we do. And he was caught by surprise by that. So I don't know if it was bad planning on our part or if he just overslept. But we'll have Dan's first segment a different day this week, either tomorrow or Wednesday, because we're not here Thursday and Friday.
Short week.
I'm telling you.
Well, he's just really living it up now that he doesn't have to wake up at 3 in the morning.
He absolutely is.
Might be recovering from Dasher still. let's be honest.
He does his Dasher's Dive Bar up there in Newtown. He did one Saturday night. I wish I could have gone. And it's apparently quite the party.
Have you been to one of those Christmas pop-up bars?
Just once.
In the past?
Okay. And it's nice. It's fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they apparently have it like a sort of semi-permanent setup up there through the holidays in Newtown.
That's cool. I mean, it sounded convenient. Fun. I've been to one, not that particular one. It was fun, but his seemed like it was a notch above. Even by the description.
Well, with the reindeer games and the other stuff that they play,
mm-hmm.
looked like fun.
Yeah, karaoke.
Yeah, I told him I won't be doing any of that.
You don't want to do a Sammy Hagar song? Come on. Do you not do karaoke?
No, not often.
Mm. Do you, Ethan?
I try not to.
with enough alcohol in me, I might be tempted to try that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
That's what it would come down to.
And nobody wants to hear this thing anyway.
I used to, this was mean, but years ago I used to, you know, you could write down someone's name or something who wanted to do karaoke, and I'd write down my guy friend's names, and then I would put the song they wanted was The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
Oh.
The song that Annie Warbucks sings.
Yeah, yeah. Can you do it?
No, I can. I'm not a good singer. I feel bad for the people around me at
church.
So
if you were doing karaoke, what song would you pick?
I don't want to say it. I'm not proud of it. Look, this was years ago. This is pre-Christian Kim. It just isn't a nice song.
Baby
I
got
like
back.
Big butts.
I have sung. I have done that song. Yes, when I was in New Orleans in
it's
college,
bad that we picked the same
I
song.
I did
Mark.
Sing that song. I sadly know the lyrics, most of them, to that song. What is it about? I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, but I remember lyrics to a really stupid song that I listened to 20 years ago. What's up with that? My 2-year-old son is already certain lyrics and stuff, which actually it's really adorable because it's the Jesus Loves You song. But it'll
oh
be like, Jesus loves Bible. He just kind of sings random random words, but it's so cute.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. It's been so long since I did that. And I was pretty drunk. And I don't know. If somebody had to put a gun to my head and make me get up and sing something, I would try to sing Turn the Page by Bob Seger. I think that's the song I would probably try to get up and
is
sing.
Is that a song you think I've heard of?
Well, no, it's that song that when you're driving down the road and it comes on the radio and you're singing along with
right.
it, you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not doing a half bad job at that. So that's what
I sound
makes you
awesome.
Think.
Isn't it funny
in
how we
my
can
own
think
brain,
we sound good?
I think I sound pretty good. There's some high notes that he hits that I would struggle with a little bit, but I think I could pull that one off.
Mm.
That'd be it.
I'd like to hear that. Well, before I left for maternity leave 3 months ago, I remember we had talked about you wanting to learn guitar. Have you learned guitar
No. Let's
he
back
knows
up
how to
horse.
Play guitar, Kim.
I can play guitar a little bit. Very little.
Like a note?
No, I can play a little bit. Like House of the Rising Sun, a few things like that. I can play little bits of a lot of things, but not all of a complete song. Like, it's just been too many years.
Hot cross buns.
No.
I can play
Smoke
that on my
the
recorder.
That sort of thing.
Didn't
my son,
miss this, did you, Mark?
A friend gave us a recorder, and Easton, I'm like, I never give us anything that's a musical instrument, because that child, you know, right by Hudson's ear, just so loud.
Let me tell you, I've been trying to be a good grandpa. When I was in Europe for that trip back a month, 2 months ago, I bought two of those recorders to give to my grandkids.
Oh,
and
I haven't
done it yet.
Why would you do that?
I'm just waiting for my daughter to piss me off or something, and then I'm going to give them to the kids, at which point they'll be walking around playing horrible music
That's
on this
awful.
Recorder. I know.
You do that when you don't someone. You don't give the child a musical instrument.
People did that to us when we had little kids. They gave us something that would make noise that you it's hard to turn off, right? You can't take the batteries out of a recorder. All they have to do is be able to get their little lips and blow on it, and, you know, then it makes horrible noises.
It's usually your sibling that's paying you back, is what I found out.
Some of the toys, Easton's toys, will just randomly go off. You'll be sitting there, not even close to them, and all of a sudden it starts making noise and lighting up, and it's really scary. I'm waiting for one of them when I'm walking down at, you know, 3-something in the morning to come into the studio. I'm waiting for one of them to start lighting up and making noise and just flip out. It's scary.
My in-laws had a Billy Bass on the wall. My father-in-law had one of those.
The fish thing?
The fish.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law used to love to buy the little motion-activated Santa Claus and other Christmas things that you'd walk by and it would suddenly start playing. And my wife became famous for sneaking in ahead of the kids and taking the battery out of those things when we would visit because the noise would drive her crazy.
They're annoying.
Oh, I know.
It's funny first maybe 5-10 times, and then you just want to take a hammer to it.
It's true. The fact my kids have one of the ones, which it's a little cactus that dances.
Yeah.
Repeats what you say to it.
Yep.
That thing's annoying.
Yeah, well, thankfully you can turn that one off easily. Some of them, I'm like, I'm taking the battery out. You know, actually, what I've noticed is a lot of the toys these days, they don't even have batteries. They have a charger. And I'm sure these companies think, oh, this is great. Parents are going to love this because they don't have to keep buying more batteries to, you know, make it work. Well, no, what's annoying about it is that they have a unique charger, and you're going to lose the charger because we already have a million chargers for everything, and then it's basically useless, and then you have to buy it again if you want it. So maybe that's really what they're doing, is they know that we will lose the charger and then have to buy it over again.
Or it runs out of battery and the kid's annoyed and you can't get it recharged fast enough, right? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm happy toys are not charged. I'm like, darn, even though I know where the charger is, I'll tell my 2-year-old, I am so sorry, I cannot find that charger. Looks like it's broken forever, not going to work.
How Christmas gifts change over the years. My 18-year-old has decided she wants an espresso machine.
Oh, those are like, the good one is...
Well, I know.
I mean, aren't some of them over $1,000?
Well, no. She comes up to me yesterday and she goes, I need $5.50. Why? Because I'm going to get a coffee on the way home from like Seven Brewer, one of these places. I'm like, we have a coffee machine at home. Why would you do that? Suddenly, Keurig is not good enough for her.
Oh, boy.
She needs one of these fancy coffees that you pay $5.50
Actually, for. $5.50 is not bad. Some of them, upwards of $10 for a stupid drink. You know what it is? I will back her in this. I do not like spending money at the coffee shops because I'm just too cheap. But there's something about holding that cup. You just feel cozy, especially when it's getting chillier outside. It's exciting to be able to, you're looking, your facial expression, if you're watching on social media right now, tells me everything I need to know. Mark is disgusted that I even would suggest that there's something that's cool about holding the cup.
It makes you look like cool.
No, you don't look
cool.
It just, I can't put it into words. It's just a cozy feeling, all right?
Is it only Starbucks cups?
No. It's all the other places that charge you $10
for a
drink.
Yeah, too much for a styrofoam cup of coffee.
Yeah, but you could save. I know people who have a lot of money that they must budget for coffee.
Oh, yes.
A lot.
Crazy.
Like $50 or so.
Never.
For a week.
Never.
Week worth of coffee.
What you could do with that money.
Yeah, it's true. Add it up. Very true. All right, quick break here. We're going to get to Kim on a Whim when we come back in just a minute. Next hour, Tommy Ackerman joins us in studio. We'll talk more about Mizzou's game with Oklahoma and what happens next. We'll be right back.
Kim on a Whim.
It seems like there's always some sort of an update that these social media sites are doing, and half the time it's really annoying and no one is a fan of it. But there is one update to X that I'll tell you what I'm a big fan of. I don't know if you've heard about this, but X has this new location feature. You can tell where the account is based out of, and it's exposing all these apparently fraudster accounts. So there's these accounts that have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers, and they're actually being deleted because it turns out they're being run by someone maybe a bot, but more so overseas. Like, for example, there is an account with the handle 1776 General. And it had 140,000 followers. I guess they are claiming in their bio that they're a constitutionalist, a patriot, and ethnically American. Well, it turns out when you do this new feature, it was actually based in Turkey. And the owner of the account was trying to say, oh, no. I work in international business. I'm just working in Turkey on a contract. But no. Trying to claim that, you know, nothing to see here, folks. But a number of these accounts, again, they're claiming that, for example, something with Palestinians, not even remotely run by in that even area. And so I think this is something that's going to be very interesting. If you're wanting to know where to go find this, if you go to someone's account, like, for example, we were interviewing Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio earlier this morning.
It's on X.
On X, yeah. So you would go to someone's account, and there's those three little dots up there kind of by their picture. And if you click on those, you'll see a drop-down bar, and it says about this account. And you can see that it says account based in the United Kingdom for him. But that's going to tell you, at least give you some hints about the authenticity of that account, because there are so many bots and they really like to stir things up. And people think they're following someone and it's not who they think.
Do you have to be following that individual to get that message?
Nope. You can just click on any account that you're interested in looking at.
See, mine's not showing that option.
Really?
Yeah.
I was searching it from other ones I wasn't following, and I think last night I was able to see them.
When I click on that drop-down, it says not interested in this post. View interactions. Is that a report post?
It should say about this account.
But have you updated, though? Depending on when they put it out, Mark, we might not have updated our app yet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, maybe not.
There was another one that was named American Voice, had over 200,000 followers. This is before the update rolled out, and then the new feature exposed that it was actually being run from South Asia. And once it was exposed, people were mad about it, and then the owners just deleted the account. But again, I mean, a lot of these accounts could be putting out misinformation. They're riling people up. I mean, this is where a lot of people get their news these days. They turn to X, and they turn to Instagram or TikTok, and that's how they're figuring out what's going on in the world.
I wonder if this exposes some of those Russian bots that they were talking about, if it was this easy? I guess it's a matter of the app provider releasing the information, correct? Like, if the FBI went to Facebook and said, "We need to know where every single one of your accounts is generated from," Facebook would probably say, "Bring me a subpoena or a warrant,
force me to do it
before we're going to tell you that information."
Well, it would be a lot of work for them, right, to track all that down versus now X is just putting it out. Like, for example, we hear all the time, Israel is doing, more war crimes in Gaza, and they were stirring all the people up who are pro-Palestinian and supporting Hamas. Well, it turned out that that was one of those accounts that clearly was not legitimate and was misleading people, trying to claim that there were all these Israeli war crimes happening in Gaza against the Palestinians, and it wasn't the case. But people look at that, it looks very legitimate. And then they're using that information to do whatever, go out and protest and other stuff.
X is not a news feed. Facebook is not a news feed. These are not news sources. And unless you specifically know that you can trust the source, so much disinformation gets spread around. It really does. It's. I'm not surprised in this age of social media. You don't have anybody else to vet it for you. Not that you should need that. You should be a savvy enough user of the internet by this point that you have some sense of that. But, I know too many teenagers whose entire lives revolve around Insta.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I saw that on Insta.
Well, you sound so cool just calling it Insta.
Do I?
Yeah, you really do.
Or the gram.
I appreciate that.
The gram. I forgot about that.
I've not heard it called that.
But didn't Facebook sit there and try to say, oh, we're having fact checkers who are going to make sure that everything put out on our social media platform is legitimate? Well, guess what? They all have their own bias. That's why you see bias when you watch local news, because the people who think that they're the gatekeepers, because that's what we were taught, at least I was taught, in journalism school, they too have bias. Now, we all have bias. The question is, can you be objective? And what we all see play out on the local news is, no, you clearly can't be. You think you're doing the people justice by refusing to report on, you know, how many people are being discharged from the hospital at the height of COVID versus how many people were taken in, probably for a broken leg, but because they tested positive, it was reported as a COVID. You know, this person was taken in because of COVID.
People have stopped asking those questions. You've got to have a little more, you've got to be a little more inquisitive about mm-hmm. some of these stories. Start analyzing it for yourself. But
no, Mark, that's too much to ask people. They don't want to take the time to analyze it themselves.
That ship might have sailed. I'm really worried about that. I think we're maybe a generation or two past fixing that problem, I'm afraid. The genie's kind of out of the bottle.
Yeah, I mean, you go on your Facebook and it's all kinds of fake stuff and it looks very legitimate. I see people sharing stuff all the time and I'm thinking, have you Googled that to just see if there's any other legitimate sources reporting
and Google,
on that?
And the
you
problem
have
with,
to do that.
The problem with Google is that the search results you get
often
filter out mm-hmm. anything that tends toward conservative news media in its top 15, 20, 25 results. It's sad because who do you go to then? To DuckDuckGo, something like that? Maybe do you depend on that? That may be one option. All right. Quick break here. Good job, Kim. Coming up, we're going to get to our friend Tom Ackerman, Camo X Sports Director. He's going to be here in studio with us. We'll talk a little bit more about the guns and hoses that's coming up on Wednesday and the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. If you haven't bought your tickets, do it right now. Quit putting it off. We got to raise some more money for these fine folks at Responder Rescue. Text the word responder to 33100. Let's get those numbers up. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.